Welcome back to Steel and Az, episode 203. We are remote. I'm hoping the sound isn't too bad. If you can hear us, we got Steel and Magic Mike in the building.
Let's go. Let's go.
Feels like COVID times.
It does.
Yeah. Tough winter.
Except Naz has a better background.
It's actually my real house.
Is it?
Not a wish.
Yeah, right? Yeah, go fucking get that fire going behind it.
Yeah. A lot on the horizon tonight. We got Patriots finished 14-3 on the season.
Decent.
Pretty decent. Good enough for AFC East champions. Am I the only one that can hear that? Am I coming okay?
I can hear some noise, but I can hear you as well.
Okay, that's fine. I'll throw out all the sponsors as we go on, but Drifter's Kitchen and Bar. Great spot there in Hancock Street there.
Lovely place.
Yep, Fowl House Cafe. I heard Prez was there a couple days ago doing pizza review. So
A couple hours?
Oh, it was today.
It was today.
Oh, you think it was today? Yeah. Okay.
It's factual today.
We'll see if his top Magic's pizza review. I don't know.
No, it will.
Yep. And then the law office of Patrick J. Foley, if you're looking for proper legal representation, look no further than him. First-time homebuyers, second-time homebuyers, get it done.
Get it done.
Yeah. So before we hop into football, Magic, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Bowling. Got a golf set for Christmas. So I'm staying active.
Yeah, what's your favorite club to swing?
Favorite club to swing? Next one.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh.
The driver. Definitely the driver.
Driver? Yeah, you got to go driver.
Driver's about the only time I have fun.
Are you going to simulators yet? Or are you just waiting for the outdoors?
I might hit a simulator.
Yeah.
I think I got some free practice sessions here.
Oh, practice makes perfect. Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, I might
get the fucking cards. Let's go.
Yeah, I was very inspired by the internet invitational this past year, and I want in.
Yeah.
What's the average bowling score?
I try for a hundo.
That's okay.
A good bowling ball now. No, I used to do candle pin. Now I'm a dual threat. I can do candle pin and big ball bowling.
Once you become a dual threat, it's game over, man.
2026, look out.
Just staying active till softball season, till it's time to focus on the real mission.
Oh, yeah, no. Everyone knows you're out there, though. But now you got bowling alleys, golf courses. Nowhere safe. Magic's coming. Champ's here.
Champ's here. I might throw in some boxing, too.
You should. I wish the promotion was still around. Otherwise, you know. Seriously?
I think I saw Lights on Wang's fighting in Quincy. He posted something on Instagram saying something fighting Quincy.
Well, we're there.
I think it's in like May, but I don't know. But we gotta get him back on the program. See what the heck he's been up to.
Oh yeah, he's a professional boxer now apparently, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so actually, so you were dead wrong, but it's fine. At least you brought up the conversation. He's fighting in Tampa, Florida. So, yeah, this is technically your home, March 16th.
Okay.
Ranzik Promotions on Triller TV. Didn't, like, Mike Tyson fight on Triller TV?
No clue.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure he was smoking weed. It was kind of dope.
No clue.
Maybe.
What did you guys think of the Jake Paul fight? I know a few weeks late, but.
He finally fought a real-time boxer.
Yeah, I think they're still looking for his jaw.
That literally looked like watching me back in Kings of Combat. That's how I felt scared. Yeah.
Same way. I'll take some balls, though. All the haters, I get, you know, hating on Jake Paul, but, I mean, obviously the promotion is unbelievable, but, I mean, the balls on him to get in there, crazy.
Oh, yeah, fuck that, dude. Anthony Tosh was huge.
Yeah. I mean, it literally looked the same as me versus Kerbals. Imagine if I had a dislocated jaw.
Would have been a longer medical suspension.
That would have been a terrible day for Magic, for Champ.
Love that. Let's hop into some football talk here. Patriots finished out 14-3. Like I said, AFC East champions. Floor is yours, Magic. What do you think as an outsider looking in?
I think the weight of the world's on them now. Like, all eyes are on them. They both believed. It's the perfect time to fuck up. I mean, I know what you'll say. It was a successful season regardless. But if they blow this game, I feel good. And I think
you feel fine.
Let's play some devil's advocate first. So
do I want them to win?
No, you don't.
I'm torn.
I don't.
You're right.
Before we get to the good, I'll give a couple glass half empty takes. The worst schedule in a century, they said, and they beat five teams this year that their coach has been fired in the last 24 hours.
In fairness, all of those coaches deserve to be fired. Like, those teams deserve shit for pulling them out there.
What are their the Bills win is a standout. What other standouts?
I'd say Tampa at the time. Tampa at the time, definitely.
Yeah.
Tampa kind of knows that after that.
First hand up, Tampa's frauds. That division is fraudulent.
Ravens win. The Ravens ended up not making the playoffs, but the comeback they did against the Ravens, very legitimate.
Yes. No Lamar Jackson, but still good comeback.
Hey, he got hurt. That's not their fault.
Nothing's their fault.
Yeah, I mean, they also could have ran with Derrick Henry, like any team with their fucking backup quarterback should have done.
Is that three wins that are legitimate? Like,
yes. Well, the math is they're 13-1 against teams under 500, and they're 1-2 against teams over 500. So they didn't play anyone really over 500. They played the Bills twice. And the Steelers in the second game of the season.
Oh, this is setting up perfect. They're hosed.
On the good. We have the best quarterback in this season. I would say, is he MVP? I think no question in the world. I think he's the MVP. If you were to ask me, maybe 3 weeks ago, I'd say Matt Stafford. But he knows that. He had a big game to win the division against the Seahawks. Couldn't get that done. And then blows it on Monday night against Atlanta, which actually fucked Tampa, by the way. But the MVP was his for the taking. He choked. And then he had a stat pack game week 18. And now they're thinking that he's the favorite. I just don't agree with that. I think Drake Mason would be.
100%, 100%, and absolutely right, Matt Stafford, especially on that Monday night game, just puked it away.
No, I couldn't agree more. Like, before that, I was like, he's the MVP. He's had a great year, but what Drake May has done for the Patriots, I mean, it just stands alone. Like, if it wasn't for him, where would they be? Like, I don't know. Probably still like 9-8 because the strength of the schedule is so bad. But like, a lot of those games, don't get me wrong, they played some shit teams, but they're still in the NFL, and there's other good teams that played pretty bad football against the pretty bad teams. You're a good team if you take care of business.
He's legit. He's got good momentum right now. He's feeling himself, but, I mean, that can come crumbling down with pressure. Now the game matters. Not that they haven't before, but this one, it's a lot more pressure on him.
Oh, yeah. And there's different parts of their team right now that they're not really hitting all the cylinders that I'm very concerned about going into this Sunday night game.
Oh, this is good. I'm glad your hopes are too high.
Sunday night, baby. Prime time.
Prime time. Chris Collinsworth, Mike Tirico. Love me some Mike Tirico. Guy's a killer.
How do they decide who gets the bye week? Why did Denver get it over us?
It's something with like the tiebreakers and the whatever strength of schedule it is. Like, we have the same record, but they like got it by something else. Sometimes,
yeah, I think it's strength of schedule. And as we just talked about, like, ours is non-existent. So
we had no shot there.
Yeah. No.
So what I have at this point here, why does Drake May deserve MVP still?
I mean, he's having like metrically like one of the best, like most efficient quarterback seasons in recent memory. I mean, pure efficiency. I mean, the only thing Matthew Stafford has is more touchdowns. And literally every other statistic, he's getting beat by Drake May.
And he had Davante Adams. He had Puka Nacua. Like Like, I'm just saying, Drake May did a lot more with a lot less.
I mean, Kayshawn Booty, great year. Kayshawn Booty is not Davante Adams.
Stephon Diggs and, coming off an ACL tear.
Yeah.
That is a 1,000-yard season. I mean, whatever, all the off the field stuff, like, I'm not talking about that. But he, on the field, he was tremendous. Not even on the field, like, but as a leader, like, across some sports there, he was kind of like what Alex Bregman was this year for the Red Sox, just like a vocal leader inside the clubhouse. Also helps when you're winning. Like, if that guy, if you're not winning, that guy, I don't think as much as impact as, you know, he has been. But, you know, attest to him that he's really turning around.
Oh, yeah. He could have spiraled out of control quick if they went on like a 3-game losing streak against who they played.
But another one
that off the field stuff. Who knows? I
don't know. And the court case is until after the season, so we'll see then. I don't think there's any evidence, but I'm not, you know, I'm not a judge. I don't.
Podcaster, not a lawyer.
Mike Vrabel MVP, coach of the year. You think he deserves it?
Yes, but that one's, I think, a little closer. Like, it's him and, like, the Seahawks coach.
Yep.
And who is very deserving as well of that award because, like, fucking, who saw the Seahawks? They're the betting favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, this is a year where, like, five guys could win. And I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you talk about the Seahawks with Sam Darnold coming in and, you know, they haven't really had a good record. They're the number one team in the NFC. You have Liam Cohen, UMass product, going over the Jaguars, and they flipped their record. Ben Johnson with the Bears flipped their record. Even you want to talk about Sean Payton going with the Broncos. So we just named like four or five people. So that's a tough competition. I think anyone deserves it out of those guys.
Oh yeah, no, that one's a pick 'em. Like that's.
And then who's the Shanahan guy from the Niners? They had Mac Jones for half the season, and all his guys on defense were hurt, and they ended up almost as the number one seed.
Like, yeah. And we know how much Mac Jones sucks.
Yeah. But, books-wise, I think Vrabel's more of a favorite for the coach of the year than Drake May is to win the MVP, and I just find that ridiculous. I'm not even being a homer there. I can't believe with this Drake May stuff how it turned because – Matt Stafford had a stat pat game against the last place team in his division. Now, I get Drake May had a 5 TD game last week, but he also didn't completely blow his division and lost some games when it really counted.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm going to reiterate that probably throughout. I love Matt Stafford too, but they want to make this like an MVP, like a lifetime, you know, achievement award, dude. Get out of your face with that, dude.
Yeah, fuck that.
This is 1 year. Like you'll see the Patriots record next year. It's going to be a whole lot different this year. They're going to play a lot better teams.
Oh, yeah.
For next year.
But for now, Magic.
I just want to see them. I don't want to see them blow it.
I mean, they're diving into a game that the Chargers lost on purpose Sunday so they could play us. That's what they did.
Love that.
They sat their quarterback who was
kind of hurt. Smart football. Already beating us, really.
We'll see, but it's a legitimate team. I saw them play against the Texans a couple weeks ago. The Texans have a great defense. The way you beat the Chargers is if you get pressure on Justin Herbert. What's been the problem for the Patriots this year? Getting pressure on the quarterback, stopping the run. It could – I hope Milton Williams comes to play. I hope they get the guys back, Spillane, Landry, even Tonga on the line. But they're going to have to get all these guys back. Otherwise, it could be a long day for the defense, which doesn't mean they're going to lose. It just means it's going to be a high-scoring, close game than what you think.
Yeah, and then that was – like to give the Chargers credit, great tank job.
Oh, unbelievable.
Like, that was by the books tanking. They didn't stand a fucking prayer.
You just look at like the deep thought of it too. They screwed us out of the number one seed because the Broncos beat them. And then if they come in and beat us this week, they just totally fucked up our world. Like, no one's talking about that. They could just ruin the Patriots.
They can, they can and they will.
Oh, they can and they will. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Harbaugh does a very good job of getting his team ready, and he's kind of been in big games before. But Herbert just hasn't really shown it in the playoff format. Like, he hasn't.
Oh, never.
The big time moments, it just hasn't been there. And hopefully that's a streak that continues, you know?
Yeah. And then the fact that they're coming all the way across country, like in playing in a cold climate, I think that's definitely something you have to pay attention to.
No. I hope it snows, Magic. I hope it snows.
40 and rainy. Right.
Yeah. 40 rainy. That's California weather right now. They're fine.
Shout out San Diego.
They're not in San Diego anymore, are they?
Oh, no, but they're long with the San Diego Chargers.
So I'm rooting for. Yeah, I have more reason to root for them. I'm a Chargers guy after Bucks.
I just think overall,
lifelong fan.
Yeah, the name of the game for this is the running backs for the Patriots. I get that the Drake May and stuff. You know, he's the catalyst of this team. He's the offense. But you saw just one sample size there against the Bills. They almost scored too quick in that first half. So they didn't keep the Bills defense on, you know, the field the entire time. If they're able to just ground and pound and dominate the time of possession, I think that's a real key factor in this game. And that's going to lead up to, you know, Ramondre Stevenson, Trevion Henderson. I think those are big guys when you come to offensively of, you know, determining who's going to win this game.
I agree. And it looks like Stevenson has a lot of his confidence back. He looked amazing. I know it was the Dolphins in the final game of the season or whatnot, but he looked damn good. So hopefully he can carry some momentum from that.
I know. What a yard sale that team looked the other day, huh? No Waddle, no Tyreek Hill, obviously, no A-Chain. It was just Texas forever at Quinn Ewers. They actually looked pretty good the first half.
Yeah, no, they did. They did it, but again, great tanking on their part too.
Yeah.
Every team that wanted to lose this past week did a great job.
Yeah. You know, like the Jets, it was the last game in Highmark Stadium. The Bills had a backup quarterback. They still won by 40.
Oh, yeah. No. The Jets are far away from being good.
Yeah, let's spend like 30 seconds on them. That might be the worst team I've ever seen.
They literally didn't get an interception. They didn't get a pick all year.
They said they showed the stats of like the quarterback like against them, and it was 36 touchdowns, zero picks, over 5,000 yards. It was like, dude, that guy deserves to be the MVP. Whoever the fuck that guy is.
They were literally, it was Todd McShay. He was talking about like this year's NFL draft, and he was like, there is not one single prospect that wants to be drafted by the New York Jets. he was like they're talking to their agents and stuff. He was like, literally not a single player wants to play for them.
I think the Oregon quarterback we projected to go number two. I think they have number two. Mendoza going to go number one. So we'll see.
That'd be sick if he just like big leagued them and was like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going back. Yep.
Are we favorites against the Chargers?
Yeah. So yes. game picks right now. Favored by 3 points at home. Like I said, dude, this is going to be a close game. I think any against any team is going to be a tough challenge for this defense. Just what they've shown up the middle, they haven't been able to do much. If you give Herbert time, he's going to kill you, especially with McConkey and the resurgence of Keenan Allen coming back and stuff. Man, this is going to be a tough game. I personally don't want to do it, but I've been saying it for a couple of weeks now. I think they're one and done. I think the Chargers are going to come in here and ruin some dreams. I think it's going to be 30-23 Chargers, and I'm going to hate every second of it.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Look at the smirk on Magic's face.
I don't want to do it, but I have to do it.
Naz being a realist.
Well, I think we're going to have a great pass rush, and I think we're going to shut down the middle of the field. Mm-hmm. And I think Drake May is going to have a fucking fantastic first playoff game. And I think it's going to be 34-24 Patriots.
Okay, I like that. I'm just...
They don't like the snow. It's L.A. Fuck them.
I still think Drake May is going to have a good game. I just think their defense at one point is just not going to be able to stop them. They're not going to get enough pressure. This O'Mari and Hampton guy is going to kill them.
Those are the facts, Steele.
Well, you can, you know, there's always the chance, you know, the Chargers puke on themselves. It's happened many, many times over the past
Were you watching 20 years?
I don't know. Sunday night might be a home one. Get ready for work Monday morning. I don't know. We'll see.
I didn't know it was a night.
Yeah, no, maybe
you sound fucking terrified, Naz.
I am terrified.
I'm disappointed in you.
Besides that Bills game, they haven't been a good team all year. I get you can only play who's on your schedule, but when you don't get pressure on a quarterback and it starts to become a problem, dude, that's what can happen here.
The Chargers aren't the 86 Bears, Naz. this isn't the greatest show on turf.
I watched that Texans game. They got pressure on them and killed them. If you can get pressure on him, you will win this game. I think that's the whole X factor of this game. Milton Williams going to step up. Is he going to put his money where his mouth is? I love that nickelback blitz the other day. They were rolling with Marcus Jones. If they can get lucky with a couple of those. And that's another big one, too, I want to see. Their special teams has looked like shit the last month. I would love to see a kick return, even just like a nice – fucking hit on the kickoff that leads to a fumble or something. That'd be fucking beautiful.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Would love it.
Do you want me to just say Patriots 45-0? I don't think you want to hear that.
I do.
Magic does.
Only if he meant it. Only if he meant it.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I didn't expect to walk into this today. And I'm happy.
This is the biggest.
Knows what's really going on here.
Biggest Patriots game post Tom Brady ever, like since.
Agreed.
Fucking huge.
Huge pressure. They're gonna fight. They can't handle it.
I hope they can, because I'm on, like, if they show me something on Sunday night where that, you know, their defensive line turns, I'm gonna be right on it. And don't get me wrong, I'm obviously going to root for them. It's just my prediction. I just think they're going to lose by a touchdown.
You going to bet on them?
No, this is a simple sit in your own living room, watch it game.
And hope for a miracle.
I wouldn't say miracle, just hope for something that I'm not expecting. I think their offense is going to play well. I think the running backs are going to do good. I think Drake May is going to have a good game, but can they get out to a good start? Is their defense going to hold them back? This is what I want to see. I will say, out of all the matchups, you know, if you play the Texans, the Bills first round, I think you got the team who you want to play. But also, in hindsight, they wanted to play you. So all the Patriots fans listening, you got your show there. Sunday night, 8:25. Get your popcorn ready, because it's going to be a doozy.
Yeah, they got New England. Now let's shut them the fuck up. Put them in a body bag.
Would love to see it.
Steel never changes, and I respect that.
Yeah.
Gotta believe, man.
Let's hop into the rest of the slate. First game Saturday, which is kind of weird. I guess they just picked the worst team to play the first. I thought it was like a Texans or Browns Invitational. But it's the Rams at the Panthers. Rams are favored by 10.5 points in Carolina. Carolina beat them like probably a month and a half back now. I don't see the Panthers winning, but I could definitely see them covering a 10.5 point spread.
I give so much respect to the Panthers, because like the Panthers team we played beginning of the season was like slightly above the Jets. And like they somehow made the playoffs. Good for fucking them.
Like, technicality, they lost to Tampa and Atlanta beat the Saints, so the Panthers get in through the tiebreaker. Like
I can't believe they made the playoffs. That's unfucking believable. They were
supposed to win a win or go home game. They won it and they still didn't get in.
That division's a dumpster fire.
Oh yeah, it always has been.
But my team usually comes out of it.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, hey, and I mean,
what the fuck happened to them? Who's hurt on that team? What happened?
They all came back at the right time, but they just couldn't click. They didn't click defensively.
And I agree. It's at home. I think they cover as well. I think the Rams definitely win. Too much firepower.
Yeah, especially if Devonta Adams comes back, which he should, it's the playoffs. Like I said, 10.5, a lot of points. I could see like a touchdown, but I could also just see an ass kicking too. But I'm going with the points for the Panthers.
I agree.
Maybe even tease it, get 6.5 more.
I'll take the Panthers outright.
Panthers outright? I love that. That's a lot of money. That's got to be like a plus 600 dog.
Put some respect on their name.
That's unbelievable bet. Respect the hell out of it.
Now the rest of the slate is like very even. Like these are going to be some sick games, or at least they should be. Packers playing NFC North foe, the Bears. The Bears are favored by 1 at home. Bears haven't been in the playoffs in like, I don't know, that since the doink, the double doink.
Hammer
playoffs since then.
Hammering the Bears.
I'm hammering.
Oh yeah, Bears, 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 Bears.
Hammering the Bears.
Best turnover differential in the league, Chicago Bears.
Wow.
They keep that up. Jay Williams doesn't puke on himself.
Yeah. And then the game after that, I think matchup of the weekend, maybe even the matchup of the playoffs. Personally, I think they've played the best football the last month and a half, 2 months. The Jags are going to host Buffalo. Buffalo is favored by 1 point. The Jags have been playing some damn good football, but I think it ends on Saturday or whenever they play, Sunday at 1. Josh Allen in the playoffs last year at Highmark Stadium. They're not going down in the first round. I think Buffalo Bills, it's not really an upset special because they're favored, but they are the sixth seed. I think they're going to beat the Jags. They're going to catch them on a bad day.
Jags are on fire, and I think the Jags are literally going to come out and pull this off.
Same.
I think the Jaguars get it done. I think the Bills have been shaky all year. Like, obviously, Josh Allen's incredible, and could Josh Allen, you know, do MVP things and take it? But I mean, Trevor Lawrence has been playing out of his mind as well.
Yeah, Buffalo's
been 4,000 yards. They're causing a lot of turnovers too. I mean, the Jaguars have just been all around great the past couple weeks.
Couldn't agree more. William Cohen, UMass product, been a great coach for them this year. A little Duval action.
And, you know, the Bills. Got a Bill.
No, for sure. And if the Jags win and we win, we play the Jags the next round. So just, I love the Jags right now, but also got to stay even keel.
I like that game. If you somehow survive this week and that happens, I like that.
Especially them coming to Foxborough.
Huh?
That they would be coming to Gillette. So that's some hindsight there.
That's a loser bowl right there. That's a loser bowl.
That's a loser bowl.
Anyone who can pull, yeah, I'd be rooting for both sides on that one.
Yeah.
The entire like playoff like bracket is like a bunch of like underdog like like teams you would shake off, you know what I mean? Like
they're all on like the same level. It's like crazy.
There's yeah, exactly.
That I'm like, especially the AFC, there's not one team where I'm like, they're going to do it. And the only team that I consider is the Bills because they have the best player, and that's literally it.
yeah, literally. I mean, fucking.
The best player, and they're cursed.
Yep. Well, no, I'm not saying win Super Bowl. I'm just saying fucking get to a spot where I'm like, okay, the Bills, like, they're good there. If the Bills get to the Super Bowl, they're definitely going to lose, by the way. There's no chance we will ever see the Bills win the Super Bowl in our lifetime. I know that for a fact. They will never win. Bunch of fucking suckbags.
Fair enough.
After that, we have a 4:30 game before
the wait. Give me the Bills and the Bears in the Super Bowl. That would be electric.
That'd be fun. I'd tune in for that.
Who are they going to play last? Who was the potential to play last year that was going to be like a ridiculous game that we were all rooting
for? Philly and the Bills.
No, it wasn't that. There was a
Detroit and the Bills.
That was it.
Yeah, yep, two loser franchises. Yeah,
I feel like the Bills and Bears is about right there.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's there. You're right.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's an ideal Super Bowl right there.
Chicago's way cooler than Detroit, but you're right there.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, that's electric. So hopefully they put that on the agenda.
Speaking of the city of brotherly love, shout out to Magic when he climbed the stairs last year and the Birds won by 40 or whatever.
Yes.
When
Magic won the Super Bowl.
He literally won the Eagles the Super Bowl.
I was driving by that city and it was lit up Eagle Green. And I was like, I got to spend the night here. Yeah. I could keep going. I could go home, but I need to give this city some magic tonight.
Fantastic content.
Great. Champs here.
Champs. San Fran on the road, 4.5-point dogs against the Eagles. Eagles kind of had hit the struggle bus this year, losing to some pretty shitty teams. San Fran, if they won last week, they would have been the number one seed. They lost to the Seahawks, but they got Brock Purdy back. He's looking MVP level. Christian McCaffrey, the boys, they look like they're ready to go.
I always like the Eagles.
Yep.
I like the Eagles based on experience. They've been to back-to-back Super Bowl. I think they have it, and I'm not just sold. Like, the 49ers always get there and just somehow never get it done. Shanahan, like, something just goes wrong. Like, and I'm not a believer that they can do it. Purdy, he's back. Obviously, that's huge, but just not sure. I mean, Christian McCaffrey, Eagles are going to attack him right off the bat. That defense, they still got some players out there. I know they're not the dominant defense that the Eagles have had the past few years, but like, there's still like Zach Bond, Cooper DeJean, they're there. There's still a lot of talent out on that field.
The best quarterback the last month has been Brock Purdy. He's been unbelievable. I think he's going to go in the Philly and it's going to be an upset. Defense hasn't been as good lately for the Niners, but neither has the Eagles offense. Eagles offense has honestly been kind of shit.
Yeah, very shaky.
This is besides the Buffalo game. I really like this one being really close. I got like a 23-20 San Fran upset. They usually at least get by the first round. That's usually a winning type team. I get they're playing the reigning Super Bowl champs, but I don't think it's the reigning Super Bowl champs year. I think the champs here are next to us, but at the end of the day, I just think there's better teams in the NFC that are going to knock them off. In particular, all three teams in NFC West, I think, have a great chance to get out of the NFC. The Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks. So those are three teams where I would not take a lot of teams out of, like, over them.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's fair.
I fucked up. The Chargers are in the AFC. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Welcome back, Magic.
And then we kind of have the – I would say if you point at all these games, it's pretty low on the totem pole. Houston is favored by 3.5 at Pittsburgh, who pulled off a miracle last night while that loser, Tyler Loop, missed a 44-yard field goal for the game, and the Ravens are eliminated.
I hope that Texans defense – massacres Aaron Rodgers and sends him home forever.
Murder.
I hope it's Aaron Rodgers' last game, and I hope he gets sacked 9 times.
Ten.
We can go double
digits.
I think
it's going to be a low scoring. That's why I kind of see the Steelers kind of hanging around, because I don't really – besides who's the receiver there? Collins, he's good. Besides that, they don't really have too much going for them there. Defensively, I think they have the best defense in the NFL.
I think that's
proven time and time again. I could see like a 17-13. I see Houston pulling this one out. They're going to be a tough out for whoever they play, especially if they get to play Denver in Denver. I think that's a tough team that could match up with Denver.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, that defense, number one in almost every facet. They've been absolutely incredible.
For sure. Early.
Give me Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Early Super Bowl matchups that. Yeah, early Super Bowl matchups. I was going to say that don't include the Patriots, but if you got them going, fucking let it know.
I mean, I think the
absolutely not.
Just in like not like full on prediction, but like just matchup wise, Seahawks Patriots run it back.
Ooh.
I think that'd be a good one. There'd be a lot of great highlights being shown on ESPN for that fucking for that week.
See, and then the other sense tells me that how about the Pats versus the Rams? And probably it's probably going to be one of the closest. I get the MVP is just like a narrative award. It's not, but it's going to be one of the closest races in the history of the award. Like for whoever wins it, I'm telling you, like it's going to be whoever wins is going to just win by a couple votes. I'm telling you, it's going to be so very close.
Do they count the playoffs in the voting? They don't.
No, no, it's just regular.
No, regular season award.
Like I just see that. I see them giving it to Stafford, but I think May deserves it. But I don't think he's going to get it.
Well, we're wasting our time even talking about fantasy Patriots in the Super Bowl matchup, so we can move on. No, we can't.
We'll see. We'll see.
As you just said, they're not even making it by this week.
Yeah, but what if they do? What if they do? Don't let the Pats win tonight. Don't. I was gonna say, don't let them win on Sunday. If they win on Sunday, you're gonna cause some trouble.
Glad you have that inkling of hope. I you know, it seemed like maybe you didn't even have it, but you do. No. You do.
No, I'm on a big don't let us on Sunday. So if they win Sunday, they can do it.
Done in 1 week to, you know, they might make the Super Bowl, and it might be Stafford versus May.
You got
it playing out in your head.
Yeah, yeah, we got the Pats by 40 next week if they win. We'll run it right back.
Non-Patriots Super Bowl, I kind of like, I would say, just it's tough to go into Denver and beat Denver. I think Denver could definitely be a serious consideration to make the Super Bowl. They got a great defense. And then I'm kind of sticking with the Rams. I think the Rams have a chance to do something special. Especially if they avoid, if it's them against the Seahawks in the NFC title game, like I like the Rams in that game.
Rams, Jags. What do we think about that?
Ooh,
don't like it.
Seeing the Jaguars like symbol leading up to the Super Bowl would be one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was like when the Bengals. It was crazy.
Yeah, or the Cardinals.
Yeah, that ended up being one of the best ever, Super Bowls ever.
Shockingly.
I need Bills Bears. That's my definite vote now.
I like that. Bills Bears. All right, yeah, that wraps that up.
If not, Jags Panthers.
Jags Panthers. Ooh, the fighter of the cat. Right?
Bills Bears would be a great fan base matchup.
Yeah, because someone's gonna be victorious.
Like the Bears fans going at Bills Mafia, that'd be.
What if they tie?
Wouldn't put it past them.
Let's throw out a sponsor real quick. You know, if you're looking for, you know, good eats, was there on Saturday. Saw some pizzas on the diet here, but so we got some salads. But shout out Fowl House Cafe located at 1049 Hancock Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. Great neighborhood pub, like we said. Dave Portnoy was in there today. The cheese pizza. I mean,
early spoiler alert. 8.1 is what I hear.
Ooh. That's and he good. Said sneaky, right?
That's
he said
higher, sneaky. That's higher than they should have got. Oh.
Yeah. Well, sponsor. No, you're a realist. I did the same thing with
I just 9.3 on the video or something.
I just did the same thing with the Patriots. So you just did the same thing with Pete. It's competition. It's all about competition. And then we're gonna hop into the five questions presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. You're looking for legal, proper representation for first-time home buyers or anytime home buyers. I'm sure, you know, the season's over. You know, great time to buy some real estate. One of my buddies just bought some real estate last week. Shout out to him. I'll leave it at that.
Ooh.
We'll talk after all, okay?
Did you got help him out?
Probably not, but he should have. I mentioned it. It didn't get picked up. But the first question is Mike Steele at an all-time high with his biggest victory since 2009 of any of the teams he roots for outside of Boston?
What happened?
Yes.
What happened?
Miami upset Ohio State.
In the Final Four. Wow. Fuck Ohio State. It's all about the U. Redemption for 2002. It starts there. Now we're on to Ole Miss.
It was a convincing Chambliss. It was a convincing win.
Convincing victory.
They were like a 10-point dog.
Wait, you play Ole Miss in the championship or the Final Four? What did
Final
you
Four.
Final Four. I personally like Ole Miss's story better than Miami's story this year. Simply because
that's cool. Keep your story. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Never lets you have. It. Never lets you have the moment. Still,
I had the moment. I'm in the moment. I'm having a moment, and it all comes down to Thursday.
What's Ole Miss's story, Naz? What's got you so?
Lane Kiffin, you know Lane Kiffin, kind of a beast.
Do I know him?
Didn't know who he is.
I've heard the name.
He left as soon as the last regular season game ended to be the LSU coach. So then they have an interim coach who came in, and they're in the Final Four. And Lane Kiffin has never won a national championship as a head coach. So if they win the whole thing, it'd be a big fuck you.
Doesn't get me going, really.
No, it doesn't. And Ruben Bain's going to eat his lunch. Let's fucking go. I can't wait for Thursday.
They're 3.5-point spread. On the other side, you have Oregon. This is Indiana.
Where are you watching?
Billings Road, baby.
The pub?
Don't mess with success.
Where else? I
pop in for that one.
Are you kind of beat up a little bit because you wanted Georgia? Because Carson Beck transferred from Georgia to Miami would have been a cool story.
I'll take absolutely whoever is on the schedule next.
I like that. Next victim.
I'm trying to win Thursday. That's all.
Next victim.
We'll worry about the next one after that.
Oh.
Is Richie Turpin a U guy?
Coach Richie Turpin? Is, yes.
Coach Turpin?
Will he be there Thursday?
He was fired up, too.
Will he be
there? We'll see. I'll see what he's up to, definitely.
Yeah, I think you guys got to be in the same room for sure.
We'll see. We can't mess with success, man. Gotta be exactly where we're supposed to be.
You're right.
Second question kind of leads after the first question. Who should win the college football playoff?
Who should? Obviously Miami.
Do you know where the national championship is this year?
Just happens to be in Miami.
Happens to be in Miami.
Ooh.
Happens to be in Miami.
Yeah. Destiny. Yeah. Long way to travel for anyone from Indiana or Oregon.
Both teams, that's going to be a good matchup too. Indiana has been the best team all year, and Oregon is kind of – they dusted them good. Yeah, that Texas Tech, it was 23-0. Dan Lanning, great coach.
Yeah, and Oregon, they already played this year. It was a 10-point game, so.
Yeah.
And Indiana's kicked the – I mean – I know it's not Nick Saban's fucking Bama anymore, but you don't see Bama get their ass kicked like that fucking often. Like, they got crushed.
You're more of a college football guy than me. What's Mendoza's issue? He looks like an AI character.
Yeah, well, that's winner's win.
Okay, so AI kind of
Cignetti might have just, like, created him in a lab. Who knows? Nick Saban thing.
What a story. Him, too, undefeated. I think he's lost one game at the University of Indiana or Indiana University, whatever it is, the last 2 years. I mean, that's a basketball school.
Oh yeah, no, they were like statistically the worst Power Five team.
Yeah,
a decade.
Shout out Red from DC because he's a JMU guy. Cignetti came from JMU, looking good for the. I don't even know their mascot. I don't really care either. But just how long that guy's kind of gone.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of great stories out there, and I can't wait for the University of Miami to crush them all.
Fair enough.
Let's go. I'm ready.
Our year.
Back on football a little bit, well, NFL, who is your dark horse to win the Super Bowl? Who's going to win it?
The Bears.
Bears.
I was going to say Bears too, but Dark Horse. I don't know, because it's like the Seahawks have played so well. Well, the Patriots, that's not a dark horse.
It is. It's definitely a dark horse.
The darkest horse.
You guys are so on the strength of schedule. They're 14-3.
Yeah, and they've played a shit schedule, and they're not going to be a favorite in any game going forward other than this game.
A dark horse is not 14-3.
A dark horse was 4-13 last.
That's not how it works, dude. A dark horse is Carolina.
No, that's a dead pigeon.
Jacksonville, maybe. You know what I mean? The 49ers. Like.
Niners, yeah, that's a good one. All right, Niners, good dark horse.
That is.
Patriots are dark horse, man. I think if they got out of the first round, they're either losing the first round or they're going all the way.
I can get behind that.
Onto the court here. Jaylen Brown, fresh off a 50 burger against the Clippers the other night. Celtics sitting now 10 games above 500. We asked this question last time we were on. Is he an MVP candidate?
Yes.
Yes.
And we said yes before that, I think.
And he was.
And he's only played better.
If you put 100 on him a couple weeks ago, it was, and he wins this year, it would be $100,000. Where is he right now? He is finally getting a little bit of respect. He is currently fifth at plus 5,000 behind Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham, Luka Doncic, and the by far favorite, SGA. I'll just call him that. Go just
say oh, yeah. No, and that's what I say. Like, I'm not saying Jalen Brown's about to win it, but, like, he's definitely a candidate. Like, he's definitely, like, going to have votes on the ballot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're playing the Bulls tonight. How is he playing tonight? He is not playing well. 420, 9 points, but a lot of game left. And they're up by 16, so it's about the team. It's about the team.
Yeah, we're trying to win here.
Good stuff. Question number five, which is usually on it every week. What is a top movie or TV show right now?
I've been catching up on Mayor of Kingstown, and it's fucking awesome. I know you guys have seen it, I believe, and it's wow.
Season four, this current season, is probably top five seasons in all of TV I've ever seen.
Unbelievable. Love to hear it. Finish it up too, literally like tonight, probably. And then
there's just so many like ups and downs and like brutal shit.
Oh yeah, it's fucking awesome. And then some crazy shit happens that like you,
yeah,
nothing's alluding to it at all. It just goes off the rails for a sec, and it's like Jesus Christ,
incredible stuff.
I'm gonna have to tune into that one.
Yeah, get it done.
Anton's a big Mayor of Kingstown guy, I think.
Nice. If only he came on to hang out with us once in a while.
One day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
How about you? You got anything good?
I just watched a good movie by those guys that made Uncut Gems and that Marty Supreme movie.
Oh, you saw that? How was it? I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't see Marty Supreme, but I watched the one that they made before Uncut Gems called Good Time.
Good Time. I've seen that. Great movie.
Pattinson, yeah. I highly recommend. Oh, nice. I thought it was.
That's a very good one.
Did you watch Stranger Things?
Did. I'm disappointed, but I'm liking the conspiracy theories that whole season was a fraud, is what I'm hearing. And that they released a new season in 2 days. It sounds crazy, but I can get behind a good conspiracy.
Oh, me too.
It was a weird season. I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with you.
I was going to go back and rewatch last season before.
Him going down so fucking pussy was pathetic. Like,
yeah, no, I.
A lie. That season better be a fraud.
I liked the first four or whatever, and then it like fizzled out, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, of this past season.
No, they had a lot of ground. They had a lot of work to do in that finale. It wasn't a terrible finale, but like also like what the fuck? I don't know.
Also, I have to give a big shout out to my boy Donnie Wahlberg, number one cable show on television right now. CBS's Boston Blue. They just all renewed for a second season. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. I was a huge Blue Bloods guy, and he transitioned it into Boston Blue, moves to Boston with his son, who's also a cop. Great cop show.
Okay.
Or I'm just like saying, a Wahlberg documentary.
Yeah, like, no, like, Mary, like Boston Blue, a nice, comfy, like, friendly TV show. Mayor of Kingstown, like, cinema. Like, unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, totally different. Totally different.
What do I need?
Paramount Plus, I believe.
Paramount Plus, or I can send you a link.
Okay. All right.
He is the plug.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to watch that show.
That's all I had on the agenda. Magic, you got anything else?
I'm heading to Tampa end of the month.
End of the month? There we go.
I'll be at the Bruins Lightning game that's happening down there, I believe.
Is it the outdoor game you're going to?
Our game, yeah.
Nice.
Let's go. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's exciting news.
Who are you going to root for?
What else?
Who are you going to root for?
I don't know. I'm going to root for probably Tampa.
Yeah.
No offense.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah, you could cross to the other side, join in Miami's national championship festivities.
Will that be around that time, end of the month? When
it'll be a little. They'll still be partying.
They'll still be partying. It should be next week. Not. It's probably 2 weeks from tonight. If we get to the Natty.
I think it's the 19th. Yeah.
Yeah. Good to know.
Skiing also. Forgot that. That's also on my new activity list.
Skiing.
Yeah.
No boy.
Yeah.
Taking over the mountains too, champ.
Getting up there, dude.
Hancock Tavern, better watch out. I'm in full force training in every aspect right now.
You might play first base this year. You might play first base.
Yeah, I might. I'm active. I'm loose.
Love that. Before we close down, I always just want to give a shout out to our third sponsor, Drifter's Kitchen and Bar. If you're looking for, you know, local brunch, just get out there, nice eatery. Martinis, drinks, you name it, they have it on the Quincy Center Strip, 1464 Hancock Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. We went there before Patriots game. Maybe we'll go again.
Stay tuned.
I think we should do another live show if they survive this week.
I agree.
That nuts?
No, you're not being nuts. I think that'd be nice.
I think that's fair.
I wish we could do it this week. It's just not enough time in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe we'll see what happens.
Yeah, if we never cooked that turkey. We never fried that turkey.
Did you ever fry it still?
Fried a turkey, yes. But there's a turkey in the freezer still. Just need 3 days notice.
Pat survived this week. I think that needs to get fried. I think a live show, a lot of things need to happen if they can win this week.
You think I'm hating the town. Orange and green. If he wins the Natty, dude, it'll be fried turkeys.
Would you rather
live show? We could do a live show as well if the U pulls it off.
Fucking down.
Would you rather the Pats or Miami win like their respective championship?
Good question.
Yep. Good question. I've seen six Super Bowls, man.
That's what I was gonna say. Honestly, you're not wrong.
That's fair.
Yep.
And it's also much.
And Drake May is just getting started, so fucking, there's plenty of time for the dynasty to continue there.
Hopefully. Hoping to see a win on Sunday.
But you know, this is which one. Like, I'm also very content with a sweep.
Yeah. Both. How many hot dogs you want? Two.
Exactly.
A couple of glizzies. All right, we'll close out on that. That's episode 203 in the books. We'll see you guys next time. Hopefully we're here next week. If the Patriots lose, I will definitely not be here.
I will. Okay. If they lose.
Love that. I'll be here then. Magic's here, I'll be here.
Yeah. We'll get it done.